You're gonna notify both.
I want to notify that vendor. They're actually here, so they'll know.
Bid recommendations for aggregate rock.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is bid number 2016-334. Again, this is a routine annual bid process that's put out for aggregate rock as overseen by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Mr. Hayes, the interim coordinator for Taney County Road and Bridge, had requested that I put this out. I released this bid also on March the 19th. It closed on the 20th. And we had received responses from four different vendors. This particular process is a little bit complicated in the responses. As you can see, Mr. Hayes, with the outstanding assistance from his office manager, Kathy Roberts, has put together this huge spreadsheet, which he will explain to you as well as offer his recommendation. I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes at this time.
Basically, as lowest cost, secondary, and then higher cost, and pretty much not too much difference in cost on it. But one of the things, one of our biggest product that we use throughout the year in the aggregate is the 3/8 material we use for our chip seals. And this material needs to be consistent and fairly clean, and a couple of quarries have done a great job in doing that in the past. One of the problems you run into with that, because it is kind of expensive, that's the reason you see the cost is higher on that particular material. They cannot make this material alone. They have to make it when they're making other products. So quarries want to be able to sell other products as well as this, and hence we want to County Ward as a group. The other problem, if one quarry doesn't get primary, then there's no reason for them to make that material on a consistent basis, because it is very expensive to make. So if your primary quarry runs out or unable to meet specifications on it, then sometimes you need to choose your secondary. They may not have the product. So that's some of the issues we've run into in the past. But that being said, a couple other things with this. One company here that is the lowest on the cost, they make two different products as far as well as the aggregate, and they make asphalt. The secondary company, they make the aggregate, and they also have concrete. So they've got a couple of different items on two different bids. The other company that's ended up at third on the list, they make actually three products for us and have consistently for years, and that's the asphalt, the concrete, and also aggregate. So, but going by just cost of materials, that kind of plays out on my recommendation is that, but
I have a quick question. On the APAC, you have the picked up quarry price and the delivered price. Where's the APAC quarry at?
APAC is at Row Arc down there by the stables. And then, of course, Taylor Rock's on 248, and then the Buchanan quarry is on Buchanan Road there. Now, one thing we have been doing, especially on the 3/8 material, we've been stockpiling. Taylor Rock was our primary vendor last year on all this, and they've made a good material. We've been able to stockpile up, so we get a little bit ahead on this year where we didn't have that in years past because we didn't have the material available when we did an award to a quarry that actually made consistent. So, and it's running into problems on our chip seal program. We're either way late getting started or run out of material throughout the summer.
Hey, Danny, do you have any questions?
My only question, I had some of these vendors call me and I would not even visit with them or reply back to them at bid time. I told them that if they wanted to visit with me some other time, that I would not talk to them about the bids. I find these rather unusual that some of the bids are so much lower than they were last year, and some of the bids that were awarded last year are so much higher. I don't understand everything about this. Randy, one thing that we've had in the past, and you've covered it, is the fact that we award a bid to someone, then when it comes time to receive the material and we have to have it for the use, it's not there. It's not available. And that's a big concern to me because I know that we've run very late on chip seal, maybe the last 2 years. It's been, I know last year for sure, but the last 2 years, getting material. So I don't know.
We didn't have any problems last year, did we?
No, last year was pretty good. The year before.
I'm sorry.
We had a very difficult time.
Right, the year before. So that's my only concern with awarding the bids. We will award the bids at your recommendation, but we also have to keep in mind that if they don't have the material, then we're going to be picking it up from either... If A doesn't have it, B doesn't have it, and C's got it, we're going to be getting it from C. But if A doesn't have it, we're going to be getting it from B if they've got it. You know, we've got...
The cost really surprised me because some of these are a lot cheaper than they have been consistently in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, and quite a bit, and that's unusual for a few of these materials to come in that low. Now, the main material we're going to use, that's pretty much consistent in what it's been in the past. And one of the issues, I know we've been awarding primary, secondary, and tertiary on a lot of bids, but we've also, on aggregate especially, we've also awarded based on cost the closest quarry to the job in the past also. And that way all quarries kind of share equally in getting materials rather than pick a primary. You know, then the others, they may not make the material, but if they know they're going to be closer to a lot of work, they'll all make the material, basically. So, I know that's different from what I got wrote up in my letter. I was basing that basically on the cost.
But you know, Randy, when we talked about...
This has been such a problem in the past.
But, Randy, we've talked about this before. Our job is... best for the dollar, and if we're having to dig out, if we're having to wait, if there's other issues, then that might not necessarily be the best. So my question to you is not looking solely at the dollar, but what is the best for the citizens of Taney County? What would your recommendation be? Knowing everything you know, knowing all the histories, knowing everything you know,
probably Tape Rock asphalt would be consistent as far as materials and availability. Going by past experience now with... And that's just based on the chip seal program,
right?
That alone. Now, they all make pretty consistent material as far as the other products, and that's give or take just depending on what projects we got coming up. But it's not in the quantity that we need that particular material.
Gotcha. This is just on the aggregate rock?
Yeah, this is just aggregate rock. We'd split these bids because they were so huge and very difficult to cipher. So this is just on aggregate alone.
Well, move to award bid number 201603-334 to Table Rock Asphalt as primary.
APAC would be probably.
APAC as secondary, and Buchanan Materials as tertiary, based on recommendation by Randy Hayes.
And
I'll give you another instance in the past. EDPAC's done a good job 1 year, but then the next year we didn't get a bid from them. And that's one of the years we had a very difficult chip seal season. And then the next year they produced a bid again.
That was because of an unusual circumstance. That vendor actually called me after the horse was out of the barn. He had some staffing issues, and they just misplaced the paperwork. And they felt bad about not getting the bid in that year.
I understand the fact that we don't have any problem with Table Rock Asphalt supplying the needs of the county. There's different ways to figure this, as Brandon brought up about the location and availability. I think last year is the first year that we awarded everything to Table Rock. We had no problems, but when I look at these bids and see that there's that much difference in some of the prices, I would rather Brandon go back to the old theory that if it's closer to the area that we need to get it, that we award to that particular vendor, saving trucking time, stocking time, all that, as to award to one. And I understand, I think they're a great vendor. Table Rock Asphalt's a great vendor, but there's some price difference here. And I would rather do it the other way. Maybe you'll get the majority of the stuff from Table Rock because it's available and it's a good product. But I still yet don't know about awarding the entire bid to them with this other companies if they're closer. The trucking time and all that kind of stuff is always a big deal. That's my only problem with not awarding to them, to everything to Table Rock.
That's fine.
And because they did such a great job last year, it's hard not to consider them as a primary.
Mike, there's a motion. You need to either say ask for a second or motion fails due to lack of second.
Do we have a second on the motion?
Do we have to award this today? Got the numbers
no,
here.
No, I mean,
the first time
the
we looked at
open.
It.
I mean, if you guys want to discuss this more, that's this particular one we don't have to.
I myself, I would rather wait.